Listen to the music. Can you hear it?
They're all playing an instrument.
Look how they're flying together, playing free in the wind.
They're all sort of leaning in together because they're all playing, as you can see.
Something sacred, yes. And beautiful, of course. I'm Maria Wiberg. I work as a curator and run the educational program at Millesgården in Stockholm, Sweden.
I'm John Bauer, architect. These sculptures were made by Carl Millis. There are a number that are in the Millesgården in Stockholm.
Carl Millis is a famous Swedish sculptor. He made his first angel around 1920 for a graveyard for a friend. And from the 40s, he made a lot of angels. Skating angels and flying angels and playing angels, all kind of angels.
The Fairmount Park Art Association had full-size wood mock-ups of the angels made in such a way that we could move them around and raise them and lower them. One of the chaps in my office was a rower, and he took his camera in his lap and rode up and down the river taking photographs. So we'd see them from various sites along the river.
Carl Millis also thought of them like humans. So sometimes a Millis angel will be scratching his ankle because he has a mosquito bite. Sometimes he's wearing a wristwatch. Or sometimes, like these angels you see here, they play instruments.
Standing behind us, if we turn, there's a backdrop of trees, but looking toward the river, you have open sky, and we felt it was important that the angels be flying up where you see them in total silhouette.
Carl Millis liked anything that could fly. He loved having the angels lifted up above the ground so that they could be seen with heaven as a background.
Depending on the time of day that you're there, it's very different. And when the sun's out, you get the shadow of the pylons and the sculpture on the ground. And looking the other way, they're dark because they're in silhouette against a bright sky.
He worked in these very heavy materials, bronze and stone, and he liked the contrast of playing them next to light materials like water and air.
We met on a beautiful sunny morning with the association members to decide where to put them. So I came out with a contractor early and we put them up, and I figured we'd be out there for hours. They arrived, they took one look, and they said, oh, it's perfect, let's just leave them. So we never moved it after that, which is sort of unique. So the next thing was that the contractor welded them together, and they've been that way ever since.
To me, they seem to be very happy and very free. They're very much at home up here in the sky.